Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Did you hear about the new restaurant that Elon Musk is planning on opening on the moon?
Oh, no.
He says that the food will be excellent, but there won't be much of an atmosphere.
And this is Stranger Still.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Even though it's a full moon right now?
Is it?
No, it's not. It's actually,
it could be on the day that this comes out. We should look that up.
I don't even think it is, because the last full... It was a new moon on October 30th, so it'd be not until the end of this month that there's a full moon.
Dude.
Or no, it'd be halfway through this
Nick,
month. Nick. What?
New moon came out like 5 years ago.
And it was a disgrace.
That's not true.
What, you like the Twilight series?
I mean, I've seen it, and if my girlfriend decides to start listening to podcasts, I want her to think I do.
Back when I was dating my now wife, I read the first and second Twilight books because she wanted me to. And now that we're married for 3 years, if she's like, hey, you should read this book, I really, really want you to read it, I'd be like, no, yeah. Never again.
I wonder if the movies just ruined it, though.
No, they are bad.
Oh, okay, good.
Because, the really interesting thing about the books is she has, like, at the beginning there's a prologue that is snipped from a later scene in the book. So, like, in the first book, it is detailing the scene in this ballerina studio where the vampires, like, have their final showdown with Bella and they're going to eat her or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really well written. The rest of the book is garbage. It's just, like, this really nicely written package amidst this sea of garbage.
Okay, I'll say something then.
Yeah.
Here's what I think happened. Because I listened to Bullseye today
uh-huh.
with Patton Oswalt.
Okay.
And he was talking about when he was in a studio or just movies that he'd watch.
Uh-huh.
There's a Chuck Norris movie he mentioned that I can't remember the name. But there was one shot in the beginning of the movie
mm-hmm.
where he went up and down and panned it and just looked beautiful.
Yeah.
And he said that he knows from experience that that director probably went up to the person and they said, oh my God, it went really great today. I got this beautiful footage. I did a whole page. And the guy said, do 10 pages or you're fired. And they just rush them through everything.
Yeah.
So that's probably what happened. But hey.
It's bad.
Don't feel bad for that person that wrote that book. How much money dollars do they have for it now?
Well, the problem is that it spawned a lot of other really awful books too.
Mm-hmm.
Like 50 Shades of Grey started off as...
Fan fiction. Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Well, this has been our Twilight Podcast.
Thanks for joining us.
You can subscribe. It's at Twilight Pod. If that's real, you're welcome.
Hang on.
What about moons?
Maybe we should get back on topic here while I search to see if at Twilight Pod is a thing. I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Began.
This is, as you should know by now, this is Stranger Still.
A podcast where we ask questions
that you would never question to ask. This week we are talking about the infamous Stephenie Meyer legacy Twilight. Just kidding. We're talking about moons. Hopefully you knew that by now by looking at the title and you stuck through the last 5 minutes of garbage.
You ever like start a podcast and you just hit play and you go la 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 and you're not looking at it?
Uh-huh.
And you're like, I wonder what this is about.
Yeah, every time I turn on a podcast.
Okay.
So I want to talk to you about full moons. Full moons are weird, right? We got werewolves. Everyone like has a full moon story, I think.
Lunatics.
Yeah, actually that is where the etymology for like lunatic and lunacy comes from. It's from lunar.
Mm-hmm.
I've always heard that like mothers give birth more often during full moons. You told me last night that your girlfriend's mom said that they would staff the ER more at the hospital she worked at.
Yeah, they would anticipate, and I guess due to superstition back in the, I guess, 80s and 90s?
Yeah.
They would just like increase staff and know, oh, it's going to be a full moon on this day.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put more people in, because I wasn't sure if it was that there's going to be more accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And they
we'll
think that more
it.
People come in.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because there's a lot of superstitions around full moons. One of them is like increased ER visits due to injury. There's a ton. There's a slew of things, and I'm gonna tease it up here because I'm not gonna get to it until the very end. So suckers. But there's
that's
something
lunacy.
That's lunacy. I'm a lunatic. So whether it's that people act crazier during full moons or werewolves come out during full moons, there's long since been this idea that full moons equal weird happenstance. But John, what we're going to answer today is, does the full moon actually affect us?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what. I know that my body's made out of water.
Yeah.
And that the moon affects the tides.
Yeah.
And that when the moon gets close, it sucks all the water up closer to it.
Is that how it works? Like a vacuum?
Well, the thing is, like, we're humans, so we experience time a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to, like, be giant and, like, listen next to the Earth, you'd hear...
From the moon.
Yeah, that's the tides.
Got it. Got it. You're getting ahead of me, actually. But you're right. That is the leading theory.
So it sucks all the water out of our bodies.
Yeah.
It makes us feel all chemically crazy.
Our hormones get out of balance. Is that what you're thinking?
Maybe. I don't think that. I mean, that's what I heard.
Well, do you believe that full moons affect us?
I don't know. I think it must in some way, and maybe we don't have the science to understand it yet.
Sure.
But what a bummer. Yeah. I hope that you could teach me today.
Yeah, I'm gonna. So let's start off by hitting up our old friends, the ancient civilizations. That's a very broad brush to paint with.
You mean all the humans that existed before us?
Yeah. So there's a lot of weird beliefs and superstitions, not even just with moons, just in general, that started off from like ancient Greece or ancient Rome, specifically to moons. Most of the time, actually, all the time that I came across, the moon in those ancient civilizations has been portrayed by a woman or a goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And I grabbed a lot of this from actually an article on ABC that was celebrating the 40th anniversary of the moon landing. They went into like this weird history of the moon.
Wait, the moon's 40 years old? That's so old.
69. This article came out in 2009, so it's 7 years old. But
what did the ancient people do before the moon existed 40 years ago?
I said the moon landing, not the actual moon.
Okay, we got to keep going. Keep it moving.
In Rome and Greece, actually, the moon was a pleasant goddess, and it was a sister to the sun, which makes sense because the sun's up during the day, the moon comes up during night. They'd be related. It's when you go over to the Aztecs and the Mayans that the sinister goddesses show up. The Mayans believed the goddess, who I think went by many names, I couldn't pin down one, she was responsible for bringing about floods and storms to their towns and stuff. So it was this malevolent being. And the Aztecs had a moon goddess that I'm not even going to try to pronounce. It's spelled COYOLXAUHGUI. You want to try that one?
I forgot the first letter. Is it C?
Yeah.
Let's do this again.
Yeah. COYOL.
COY, right?
Yep.
Koi.
OL.
Koyol.
XAU.
Xiao.
Sure.
Koyol Xiao.
HGUI.
HGUI.
UI.
Huey.
So say it all together.
What? Coil?
Coil.
Coil Shoe Huey.
That works. There's even a pronunciation that I couldn't understand because it was like upside down letters.
Oh, Coil Huey Shoey.
Good job. But that goddess was super malevolent. They believed that the moon was this goddess's decapitated head and someone stuck up in the sky.
Okay. That's imaginative.
Uh-huh.
But can you imagine how terrifying life is back then?
Yeah.
Like, what's that, son? Or like, you're teaching your little kid, like, daddy, what's that? Oh, that's the decapitated head of a goddess that's angry at you for existing.
That none of us can pronounce.
Oh, it's just, dad, what's wrong with your throat? Oh, it's just, I had too much rice water earlier today. And
there's this guy in this article named Ben Bradford who suggests the reason that throughout these ancient civilizations, the reason we thought the moon had an effect on us was because the sun provides, quote, heat, life, and light. Therefore, humans have long thought the moon, the sun's counterpart, had to provide us with something. Mm-hmm. The sun was providing us with something, so the moon had to as well. So since there was no immediate visible evidence like light or heat, we assumed that it had an effect on us as people. Not to mention there's always been things like werewolves that have been around for like 2,000 years that are still in our culture today. So we've always just kind of been like, the moons are evil.
Yeah. Oh, we don't like them. They affect us. They do all this.
Yeah.
In all honesty, with my answer of how it affects us, I don't think that we've got anything.
You don't?
No.
Well, you're right. So as recently as 30 or 40 years ago, so kind of in that 80s time frame that you said, the idea has become more refined and surprisingly scientifically appealing. We shifted from goddesses and werewolves to, like you said, lunar tides.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is pretty convincing. Let's start off with how the moon affects the Earth, which you so accurately portrayed.
Yeah.
With
mouth sounds.
With mouth sounds. So everything with a mass has a gravitational force.
Mm-hmm.
The more massive an object is, the stronger the gravity. And I don't know if you know this, but the moon is pretty massive.
I've heard about that.
You heard? You heard?
Yeah, I listen to the moon at night. It slurps.
That's weird. With a straw?
You didn't live near the ocean. You wouldn't have heard
Okay, sorry. I'm landlocked.
Shout out to Long Island. What's good?
What's good? So the moon is in this constant tug of war with the sun, because the moon is actually pulling on the Earth and the sun's pulling on the Earth. What the sun is doing is it's trying to pull the Earth toward it, but the sun is keeping it in place. So the moon, what that means is that the moon grabs onto loose objects on the Earth's surface.
Mm-hmm.
And the only loose thing is water. It's not like tied down to dirt that's tied down to the Earth's core.
Tied down?
Ha! Not a sponsor. Oh. I turned that goof around on you.
I never had such a reflector.
So, So the moon is pulling on this water. Since it's loose, it pulls the oceans and the lakes toward it. And since the Earth is rotating, it pulls on different parts at different times, which is where you get waves and tides. Pretty cool stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Earth's surface is about 71% water. And like you said before, our body is almost 3/4 water. Around 75-ish% water.
Yeah, we're so, like the Earth.
Yeah, we're like the Earth.
We are the Earth.
We are the Earth.
We're made of Earth, right? Kinda.
Carbon.
Yeah, there's like little bugs and they were little amiibos and amoebas.
Yeah.
Amiibo is a male version. Amoeba is a female amoeba. You gotta be correct about that. And then they turn into people over time. I think that's how life works.
And then Nintendo copyrighted them.
Amiibos. Oh, yeah.
So I was a little disappointed to learn that the moon actually doesn't tug on the water inside of us. I know.
Because it's protected by skin and can't get
exactly. It's not loose water like it is on the surface of the Earth. That's the first thing. The second thing is that the gravitational force isn't strong enough to affect us as people. We'd feel it. The moon comes out, we would feel it tugging at us if it was strong enough to affect the waters inside of us.
So if it were closer,
mm-hmm.
we would totally floatify away?
Yeah, we'd get pulled toward it. And the Earth is more massive, so it'd still hold us down, but the moon might try to tug us toward it. The really interesting thing, a lot of this I'm getting from an article on Life Science, it said that a mother holding her baby exerts 12 million times the tide-raising force on a child than the moon does. So the gravity that's coming from the moon that is hitting us isn't nearly as effective as like me being next to you.
Gotcha.
Because we have a gravitational pull. We're just not as big as the moon. So thirdly, whether the moon is full or not, this is the nail in the coffin right here. Whether the moon is full or not would not change the gravitational pull.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. So everyone's like, oh, it's the lunar tides. The moon is full. The lunar tides are affecting us. But the moon is still there on a new moon. It's just not as visible. It still has the same gravitational pull.
So you're saying when I see half a moon,
it's not half the mass.
Wow. That's a hard one to wrap your head around if you don't know what shadows are.
I know. Just imagine like a little telling this to a little child or something. Their minds would be blown.
Unless the moon was closer.
And then it would keep it together? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think that's physics. So really, I was kind of disappointed to learn this. The moon actually can affect us stronger if it's closer to us, which happens as the seasons change. Because the moon's not on a perfect circle, it's on an eclipse, or it's on a ellipsis.
Mm-hmm.
It's on an ellipse. So it's at some points of the year, it's going to be closer to the Earth, and some points it's going to be farther away. Really, lunar tides was, before I just shattered it, the greatest theory in regards to if the moon does affect us, why.
Yeah.
The other idea that I've seen out there, and we'll get back to this in just a little bit, is that the moon might be connected to sleep deprivation, which would cause people to go crazy.
Why? How does it cause sleep deprivation?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the idea behind that is that before electricity, the moon would shine much brighter than we perceive it today, because there wasn't city lights, there wasn't street lights that prevent light, your perception of light, from dimming, so to speak.
Oh.
So people would get used to sleeping in almost perfect darkness for like 20 days out of the month, and then when the moon was full, it shined really bright, and it would be much harder to fall asleep. And then there's also a theory that since it was so bright, it would mess up our circadian rhythm. That makes sense?
Yeah.
So that makes sense to me. If there's any theory to go with for why the moon affects us, it would be that.
Right, which is why you shouldn't believe in garbage theories and you should believe in science.
Yeah.
Because humans evolved from cicadas, so we have a circadian rhythm, which is why we need the moon to fall asleep.
Yes.
I think I'm on the same page as you.
Yeah.
And every 7 years,
do you have, have Alex Jones on speed dial or something?
Yeah.
We've talked about this for way too long, but I haven't even said, because I was going to tease you guys, what the moon is supposed to affect. So I'm going to go through a list, and we're going to play a game, because I think we need more games on the show.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
So it's supposed to affect epilepsy, so you're supposed to have more seizures during a full moon. Supposedly there's an increase in psychiatric visits, there's an increase in pet injuries, ER visits, menstruation, animals gone wild, as the article puts it. I'll talk about that more in a second. Surgery outcomes, so successful surgery, and as I already mentioned, sleep deprivation. So, unfortunately, none of these have been conclusively proven.
Mm-hmm.
In every single case, either the study has proven it to be wrong, or a study would prove it to be right, and then another one would come along and say, well, that's not right, or your methods you used for this study aren't scientifically sound, or something to tear that study apart.
Yeah.
So here's the game. I'm going to ask you about one of these, and you're going to say false or plausible, because there is no true. And if you say true, I'm going to throw something at you.
Okay.
I got the table here. I'm going to throw it at you.
Okay, deal, 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 deal.
All right. So, first, epilepsy.
True.
False. Off to a good start. There was a study in 2004 that showed there was no increase in seizures during a full moon compared to any other day of the year.
Okay.
Psychiatric visits.
False.
Correct. The Mayo Clinic did a study in 2005. To be fair, they only looked at how many people checked into the psychiatric emergency department mm-hmm. during a full moon and found no correlation as compared to other days. Unfortunately, it doesn't talk about the patient's behavior, like if there's like more patient incidents or something like that, which is I would want to see that statistic.
I would think that would be like psychosomatic, where people would think, oh, it's full moon, I better... Mm-hmm. Act different.
Oh, I'll get to that. You're hitting all my points before I'm ready to get there. You're just on top of it. Maybe it's a full moon.
Oh, man.
How about pet injuries?
False.
Plausible, actually. Apparently, vet ER visits increase 23% for cats and 28% for dogs during full moons. And the article presents this explanation that people take their animals on walks more during full moons, or they take them outside more during full moons, which I'm not sure I buy into that.
And you know how dangerous it is to walk on, you know, a street with your dog safe at night.
Yeah. Well, the idea is that since you're outside more, you are more likely to get attacked by another animal.
When was this done? 1650?
I don't have a date for this one, but there's another theory I have that I'll get to on the next animal one.
You gotta watch out for vagrants and raccoons.
They're just everywhere on full moons.
The raccoons are on the attack. Give you a heart attack.
That's a song.
You better know by now. Is that the lyrics?
I have no idea. I can't tell you. Moving away from pet ER visits, what about people ER visits?
ER visits, plausible, because I think people might believe that something's wrong and go and fake.
False.
Gosh dang.
Yeah, so there was a study done in 1996, so it's pretty old, but they did cover 150,999 ER visit or records. Not sure why they just round that up to an even 160,000. Yeah. They're one away. But
that guy's like, oh man, is it today? Oh, I'm so sorry.
I missed that last one.
I had a thing. I was taking my dog for a walk and I attacked by a raccoon.
I was at the pet ER all night. But surprisingly, there was no increase in ER visits as compared to any other day. Once again, it didn't note the type of injury, which is something else that I'd like to know. What about menstruation?
False.
Plausible.
Oh my.
Yeah. So this one is a little bit more iffy, and I'm kind of leaning towards false, but a woman's menstrual cycle, which we're clearly qualified to talk about, lasts on average 28 days, and the moon cycle on average is, well, not on average, like clockwork, is 29 and a half days. So there's a good chance that once you're on that cycle, if you're on the same cycle as the moon, you're going to stay there. And there's this one study, it was pretty old, like 30 years old, that 40% of the participants reported to have their menstrual cycle during a full moon.
So here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of an example of where you have two things running at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe your blinker in your car when you're turning.
Yeah.
And like the sound, the blinker of the car in front of you.
Yeah.
And you're like
they match up for,
and
just
they
a
match
split
up
second.
For a couple of seconds. Yeah. And you're like, oh man, it's perfectly matched. And then it goes off.
Yeah.
And goes back on.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going on here.
Pretty much, yeah.
They just happen to like, and then even then, I would say false because it's psychological.
It could be. The other, the last thing on this that the article pointed out is that this study is 30 years old. So the validity is.
Oh, cars didn't even exist back then. There goes my theory.
Right. So there's that. Animals gone wild.
Man. I'm going to say.
I'm rocking your world here, man.
I'm going to say that animals are the only factor in this whole thing is that the moon gives off light.
Yeah.
And it gives off more light when it's full than when it's less full.
Yes.
So I'm going to say plausible.
You are on the. You're on the scent.
Tip of the beak?
You're on the scent. This ties back into pet injuries. So there was a UK study that stated hospital visits due to animal bites doubled during a full moon. And there was an Australian study that said visits were the same as any other day. So first of all, that contradicts the ER visits one, which has been pretty conclusively disproven. Mm-hmm. And then there's also that Australian one to refute the UK one. So it's hard to say for sure, but the idea goes back to evolutionary days, and now it's just ingrained in us. So the example is that a lion usually hunts at night when it's dark, except after a full moon, they hunt during the day because they hate the it's so bright out that
and
their prey can see them.
Yeah.
So they don't get as much food, so they have to go hunting during the day. So that may have some link to how animals act today, that maybe it's just their circadian rhythm as well.
I like that.
It's weird stuff there. So we got two left. Surgery outcomes.
False.
I'm going to go with false. Life Science talks about a study from 2009 that looked at the outcome of the very catchy name coronary artery bypass graft surgery.
Oh, yeah.
And saw no difference between full moon days and regular days.
Can you read that to me one more time?
You want me to ASMR it?
Yeah.
Coronary artery bypass graft surgery.
And that is Chuck from Stuff You Should Know is Band of the Day.
That's a good band name. There was another website, though. Health.com cited a study more recently from 2013 where they reported people that had heart surgery during a full moon stayed in the hospital 4 days longer on average than people that received the same surgery outside of a full moon, which that just
is a bunch
is
of
their recovery time.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with how the surgery went, necessarily.
Also, Sticky Ricky was the one that did the surgeries when they had to stay longer. And he doesn't do such a good job.
Sometimes they call him Sticky Ricky because he has like lollipops that end up in the patient's open wounds.
Just very sticky hands, yeah.
Yeah, gross. Last one, and this one's easy, sleep deprivation.
Mm-hmm. Plausible.
Yeah, I already talked about this. But there are studies. So the problem is that a lot of studies conflicted with each other. There's one study in 2013, very small study, that said people slept worse during a full moon, even if they couldn't see the moon and weren't aware of the moon's current cycle, which is sounds very interesting. We're just on that circadian rhythm.
So, yeah, that's something that I think we should definitely do an episode about, circadian mm-hmm. rhythm.
Yeah.
Because I think it's kind of like, I don't know how much research is out there to know mm-hmm. everything about it, but I hope that we know more.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff to do, especially recently with tablets have messed up circadian rhythms.
We haven't had enough research on that kind of stuff. And
yeah, but there's a lot to cover there.
Blue light would
be
a cool one.
Yeah. It's all blue light that messes that up. Mm. But there's another study from 2014 that contradicted that other study. And then there's another one from earlier this year that said that children from ages 9 to 12 slept 5 minutes less during a full moon, which they also point out is insignificant, but also does lend a hand to this theory.
Sure. And they had 5 less high C ecto coolers that day.
Yeah. They didn't feel like Pop-Tarts that morning or something.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing that I couldn't find anything was on whether people act crazier, which is disappointing because that's what everyone says, that people just act crazier during a full moon. But if I had to tie it to anything, it would definitely be the sleep deprivation thing.
Yeah.
Because people just act different when they are deprived of sleep.
I think the two scientific tyings would be sleep deprivation
mm-hmm.
or it's psychosomatic.
Yeah. And the last thing, yeah, I want to get to
because of
that
the second. Legend, it exists, and it exists because of the legend.
Yeah, the point I wanted to make is that it's the same thing as Murphy's Law. The reason that Murphy's Law works is because when something bad happens, you make a note of that in your mind. But when everything goes smoothly, you're never like, oh, that went smoothly. But if you're walking down the street and you trip and fall, you're like, of course I tripped and fell and ripped my pants on the way to my first day of school.
Yeah, except, I mean, that might be your life. But the other day, I hit like all green lights on the way to work. And I was like, oh.
That's different, because if that happened, I'd be like, it's a miracle.
No, I was like, oh, it must be a waning crescent.
Oh, got it. But no, it's the same thing with a full moon. So when a full moon is out, you're going to keep an eye out for things to go wrong or for people to act different. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy at that point.
Cool.
That's all I got on full moons.
What about blue moons?
You know, I actually do in my notes, I wanted to give some more moon facts. So every moon has a name based on what month it's in. Did you know that?
Maybe. Well,
so,
let's hear them.
Yeah. So January is called the full wolf moon. February is the full snow moon. March, I'm not really comfortable with this one. It's called the full worm moon. All of these have full. I'm not going to say full anymore. April is called the pink moon. May is called the flower moon. June is the strawberry moon. July is the buck moon. August is the sturgeon moon. September is the corn moon or the harvest moon. October is the hunter's moon or also the harvest moon. November is the beaver moon. And December is the cold moon or long night's moon.
Ooh, so some of those make sense.
Yeah, like I get the full snow moon.
The harvest moon in what month does that start?
September and October.
So September, the harvest moon, because that's when people would harvest.
Yep.
Seasonally.
Yep.
And then the October is like, we're a little bit late. Or maybe your crops took longer.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just woke up late.
That's when you start to cultivate like maize, corn, and pumpkins and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Gourds. So there's still harvests going on. Cold moon I get, long night's moon I get, because during winter the nights are longer.
Right, wolf moon I get, because that's when the wolves come and visit me and they say, Jonathan, now is the time to act. Yeah. Jonathan,
that's weird.
I know you can hear me. Like, that happens every year, so that makes sense too.
Cool.
What else you got?
So the last thing is that there's one full moon in every month, and every so often, I think like every 3 years, there is a second full moon in one month.
Don't listen to him, Jonathan. I'm still with you.
I feel really uncomfortable.
I'm sorry. I think I spaced out for a second there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh. Is the wolf talking through you, like the turtle and it?
Oh, no, he's just, you've seen, you know what I'm talking about. Don't be like, don't be a wise guy. White sky.
Anyway, as I was saying, there's usually only one full moon during a month. If there's a second one, that one is always called the blue moon. It's also a beer.
And a scene in a particular movie where butts.
Oh, Grease?
Yeah.
Yeah, Grease Lightning. Go, 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 go. So, John, we've been talking for the last like 20 or 30 minutes and just debunking the whole full moon thing. And we wanted to take a quick moment to shout out one of our favorite podcasts that all they do is debunk supernatural claims and weird religion stuff like Scientology.
Yeah.
So before we get to a listener question, out of the kindness of our hearts, we just wanted to play their little ad, and hopefully you will check out Ono, Ross, and Carrie. Here you go.
Hi, this is Carrie Poppy.
I'm Ross Blotcher.
Oh, hey, Ross.
Hey. We're from a podcast called
Ross and Carrie.
We find out what happens when you show up and ask questions.
We've hung out with the Kabbalists.
The Mormons.
We've gone and gotten ear candles.
Gone to the Sikhs.
We show up so you don't have to.
So find out where we're going next.
We'll even have special episodes where we have famous guests like Brian Dalton from Mr. Deity.
You heard that awesome theme music. He wrote that.
You should come visit us at onopodcast.com
or facebook.com/...
Onrack. What the hell's Onrack, Ross?
O-N-R-A-C.
Oh no,
Ross and Carrie. That's our show.
That's so smart. Come join us!
Woo! Should we get to a listener question?
Yes.
Should we say some things first that we normally say?
So we're gonna get to 100 followers really soon.
Yeah. What are we at right now?
I think we're at 92 or 93.
Okay.
Which is pretty good job. We were at zero before we started a podcast.
Yeah, well, that's how
little
numbers
did you know, last year this time, zero followers.
Yeah. Yep. So go follow us. Last thing, make sure to go on our Facebook page and join the group.
Yep, we got lots of cool stuff to say. If you're listening to this and you haven't posted in the Facebook group yet, you should. I encourage it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good discussion and science-y articles we post.
Yeah, no one's a jerk on there either, which is great.
It's jerk-free because it's private and we kick them out.
Yeah.
But we haven't had to.
Yeah. So also, John posts a lot of pictures of his dog, so feel free to post pictures of your dogs as well.
And cats. Anything.
Anything you see. So, listener question. this week comes from another one of my family members. This one actually comes from my mother.
Aww.
I know. Hi, Mom. She wanted to know why old people smell weird.
Oh, good.
That was too good to pass up. And it turns out that it's actually a thing. Like, it's not just our perception of old people smelling funny. It's scientifically backed. This is from an article from Time magazine that points out that, like animals, humans can also use people's scent to, quote, extract signals from body odors that allow us to identify biological age, avoid sick individuals, and pick a suitable partner, and distinguish kin from non-kin.
Yeah, that's why babies' heads smell like little babies' heads.
So that you know they're a baby.
They smell exactly like babies' heads.
Yeah.
Like soap.
I can attest to that.
Yeah.
So right there, our nose can pick up on age, which is just weird. The article talks a lot about the study, but what you need to know is they took, like, sweat and body odor samples from age groups all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And the important thing to know is that the participants were far better at singling out old folks than they were of any other age. So once you hit old, people could identify you.
What was the old
bracket?
I'm going
to say, like, 60-ish.
Okay. Hey, but hey, I'm not saying that. That's what the study said. I don't think you're old if you're 16 years old listening to this. That's not like an offensive thing I'm going to throw out at you. I think you're old when you're 120.
I'm going to say you're old.
Oh.
But I also feel like I'm old. I'm just a crotchety old man. So the reason for this is unknown, but the explanation that we have right now is that as you age, your sweat glands and the bacteria that generate BO, the smell weakens in a sense.
So you end up actually smelling better.
Well, the people always say that, like, the old smell, old people smell is repugnant, but the participants in the study said that the smell was less strong than any other age group.
That's reassuring and nice.
Yeah, yeah. So it starts to weaken in a certain way, and the bacteria changes that just starts to make that old people smell.
All right, so we're going to have our first homework assignment today.
Yep.
I want you to sniff a baby and sniff an old lady.
Sniff an old lady.
Yeah, or old man. Just sniff them right on the head. Don't tell them what you're doing.
I used to do this thing in high school where I'd slowly put my hand on someone's shoulder and then slowly put my hand on their neck and pull them in like I was going for a kiss and then just smell their head. Creep them out.
I'm still John.
I'm still Nick.
And I used to pet my grandma.
And I
can't just... let me explain that a little bit.
Okay.
My grandma used like some really good, great hairspray, and her hair was like a nice like crispiness. And I used to say, hi, grandma, and I used to pet my grandma on the head. Say hi. Crispy. It's like a crisp, like a potato chip, like a Italian.
Sorry, everyone.
Like a sesame stick.
Think that he'd keep talking.
Like a baguette. I don't know. I'm trying to think Italian references because she's Italian. And
this has been baguettes. Stranger still.
Maybe like a.
I think I'm just gonna start playing the outro
crispy,
music
like,
now.
Loaf of bread.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Like those bagel crisps. Those are pretty good. I like those with like a tomato or an onion. Like a caprese, but I don't eat cheese anymore. I just think that, like, if you're going to throw that on there, it's pretty good. Like, I still do the tomato olive oil. It's better when you add a little bit of oregano, but the basil is the most important part, which is underrated. You don't want to do too much because it overpowers the entire taste of it.
Oh, man.